Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Benny and Haiti, put your headphones in. And ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
Awesome. I mean, the guy's very built and strong and fast, so he'll be a good addition for us. You know, we're excited to have him on our team. I think the biggest thing, well, one, you know, been away for 2 months, you want to get around the guys, and then just you're building off for the next season, the 2024-25 season, and it starts now. You know, this is the foundation. This is the next step and where we want to go. It's definitely different, but that's a part of the business. Other guys get different opportunities elsewhere. You know, it's just the next guy in mentality. Anytime you're gonna have, you know, experience under your belt, you know, especially Ronnie's been here quite a bit. You know, we got Pat McCary. Then obviously me, I've gotten 2 years under my belt in the organization. You know, we're gonna have guys that are gonna have to step up and fill in. And I think we have a good group of guys, a good coaching staff to be able to help the younger guys and whoever else we add.
Tyler Linderbaum. All pro, Pro Bowl center of your Baltimore Ravens, 2 years in to his NFL career, and to say he's lived up to the expectations would be an understatement. Yeah. He's exceeded expectations. You talk about a seamless transition from college, from Iowa, where he was a beast, Remington Award winner, to the NFL, where he's been like the dude. You could make an argument, Vinny, he could have been a Pro Bowler his rookie year.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, but now he comes in talking about being a leader of the O-line, and as he should, he deferred to Ronnie Stanley and Patrick McCary first because Ronnie Stanley's got all-pro track record. McCary, I mean, if the Ravens are in a dire situation offensive line-wise, he's the guy that comes in and solves the problem, no matter the position.
I would say this, Bob, that there... What are the odds you think, Bob? If you are a betting man, is Ronnie Stanley out there right now?
I'm going to lean towards no.
Yeah, me
I mean,
too.
Is there any sort of intel that I know the Ravens website, Nolan, help us out here. Then they have a list of people who were there, but not necessarily divulging at all. Like Jonas Schaefer is going to be joining us at 11 o'clock, but they are not, they were there for the media scrum.
Yeah.
They're not there watching everything unfold because it's a voluntary situation here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just for Elliot and the players that spoke the other day.
Yeah, but yeah. Ronnie there, do we have any sort of information that would say he is or isn't?
You can ask Jonas when he's on today.
I
don't know.
If I'm a betting man, I'm like you. I say no. He likes to be out in California. You know, he grew up in Vegas, I believe, but I think he lives in California. So I would say no. But I would think that the leadership, who people look to for the leadership, I would think that it's Linderbaum more so than Ronnie. You know, because Ronnie's kind of been, for the last couple of years, in, out, not, you know, weren't going with the trainers more, where Linderbaum is, to me, he's that guy. That's his personality. He's a leader. He's tough. He's nasty. He's all those things. And he's good.
And Linderbaum's the guy that, on the field anyway, works closely with Lamar. He hands Lamar the ball. Now, Ronnie's task is to protect the blind side. But Linderbaum and Lamar Jackson are copacetic there and should be, and, you know, no faults there. But entering his third year in the league, just listening to him, I don't know this guy. He's never spoken to me, much to his dismay, I'm sure. I mean, because it would be something that he could learn from. But he seems like a savvy, savvy guy who might be wise beyond his young years here.
Bob, I mean, one thing, you know, like we were talking about LSU and Alabama wide receivers. They're good in the pros, blah, blah, blah. At Iowa, what's good? I mean, Iowa has two things that are great in the pros. Tight ends and O-linemen. And, I mean, and the Ravens have had success with Iowa. Marshall Yanda. And, you know, now Linderbaum. And the thing, Linderbaum played at Iowa, was a wrestler. I mean, everything that you want in a lineman, he was in high school, college, everything. And, like, Bob, it's probably the most seamless transition that there's been. And you, if you don't even – the best thing about Linderbaum, you don't notice him, you know, because his snaps are – they had some problems his rookie year. Remember, they were – he had some high snaps and stuff.
Yeah, but early.
Right.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
but yeah. Overall, that's like – the most seamless plug and play. Like if you're general manager, like when I used to be, like when the rookies had come in, like when you felt like they made it, you quit worrying about them. Linderbaum, you quit worrying about him pretty early on.
And we go back as well to my new philosophy of defer to the experts. Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm watching four quarters of a football game, nine innings of an Oriole game.
Yeah.
You know, two halves of college, you get the point. You know, I'm losing my mind watching the game. What the bleep's he doing? Why the bleep is this happening? What, this ump sucks. This ref's terrible, blah, blah, blah. I get as emotionally involved as everybody does. But we go back to Linderbaum. Well, they needed a pass rusher. Or they needed a wide receiver. They just traded Marquise Brown. They draft Tyler Linderbaum. And even, I believe, Lamar tweeted out at the time, WTF, and he said, well, it was more about trading.
He wanted a receiver, wasn't it, or something?
Well, he said, because they traded Marquise, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, come to find out, that might be one of the best draft picks they've made, if everything goes health-wise, not going for Micah, they've made maybe in the history of the franchise. This guy's going to be a stout, solid, getting his fifth-year option picked up, probably extended dude. And we're not going to have to worry about center for a long, long time in Baltimore.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, he plays 17 games every year. He's going to be a Pro Bowler for the next, I don't know, five, six, seven, whatever it is. Like Kelsey. He's going to be around a long, long time, and they don't have to worry about that position at all. And that's and you're right, Bob. They're going to pick. I wouldn't be shocked, Bob. I would not be shocked. It doesn't even get to the fifth-year option because they extend him earlier.
Also heard Tyler Linderbaum talking about losing three starters on the O-line. So it's him and Ronnie coming back from 2023. And, you know, he understands the nature of the business. Simpson went and got paid in New York with the Jets. Yeah. Zeitler seems like Vinny. They told, okay, go. If you could find something else, good luck with you. And then they traded Morgan Moses. So there's got to be a method behind the madness here for them in that regard.
Well, it seemed like with Zeitler, I think it was like he had a number in mind. The Ravens had a number in mind, financially, number in mind. All right. If you can go get your number, take it. And he got $6 million from Detroit. So the Ravens were probably – they were probably willing to pay him three or four, probably incentives or whatever, and he's getting, you know, he's getting his $6 million. And with Morgan Moses, it was like a little shock to me because he's only making 5.5.
Yeah.
That, and he didn't play bad for him with a torn left pec too. But that was they we talk about choices. They made the choice. Okay, that $5.5 million cap, we can use it elsewhere to better ourselves. And that's gone. So, hey, that's the choice that they made.
And as we work back to front, the opening clip, Tyler Linderbaum talking about the first impressions of Derrick Henry. Got to admit, guys, that when he said physical shape and muscles, he was talking about me. Mm. But no, he was talking about Derrick Henry. But the fact that he's there, and we'll hear from Derrick Henry himself. Hey, I'm gonna show I'm committed. I'm all in. And I think this team, Zay's there, Lamar's there, which is huge, obviously, and Henry and Linderbaum, among others, Roquan. I think this is a team that has they got a little sip of success in regards to sniffing the Super Bowl. Oh, it kind of tastes good. I got a whiff of that champagne. Now it's like, nah, this is the end. The end game is it's all about going to New Orleans in February of 2025 and winning the Super Bowl. And Derrick Henry, Vinny, we've talked about it all week. Individual success achieved.
Yep.
Money made.
Check.
Cash that check, baby. Now it's all about winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And the thing you got to like, if you're the Ravens, is, and if you're the players, when he walks into that room, you know, the players that don't know him, let's say, you played against him, so you know he's a beast. So you respect him as a player. Then when he comes in and you talk to him and stuff, he says all the right things. But then when he comes in and works out, he's here, and the way he busts his butt and does all that stuff, total, you're a Raven. You fit right in.
It's 5881057 The Fan. It's Featured Artist Friday, bringing out a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer here in a couple of minutes. NFL Draft first round is less than a week from today. As a matter of fact, next Thursday. Any suggestions for Eric DaCosta and the rest out there at One Winning Drive and what they should do at pick number 30? And talking to Cordell Woodland yesterday and talking to Kyle Phoenix as well. Man, wide receiver would floor me to some level, now maybe not as much.
I just
if there's somebody studly sitting there at 30, you know what I mean?
Bob, that would mean that there's no lineman or no corner there. Like if Kool-Aid or somebody is there, or it had to be a receiver that totally dropped down that they have rated in their top 15 or something like that. That they then you can kind of just he was like Kyle Hamilton was. It was a no-brainer for us.
Now, if you want to suggest, as we said, get in here at 410-583-1057. We'll take them. We're breaking out pass rushers today here on The Fan. A need for the Ravens. One guy that could be there at 30. Another that probably won't be, but you never know. Orioles in Kansas City tonight, taking on the Royals, start of a three-game series. Birds have won four in a row, including that three-game sweep of the Twins. As they've been bashing away, they lead the majors in home runs. They have a bunch of guys among the home run leaders in the majors and American League. They lead the American League in runs scored. So now they're on a heater. Royals aren't bad. Matter of fact, they made the Orioles work earlier this month, and the guy pitching tonight actually beat the Orioles during that series in the first week of April. We'll get into that and more. Dean Kramer's on the hill for the Birds. Alec Marsh teased a little bit. He's kind of good. Actually, since the Orioles start, he's had one rough one. But we'll get into all of that and more. But the Orioles breathing down New York's neck. So as we approach the final week of April, the Orioles doing what we thought they would do, and that's compete in the American League, if not eventually win the American League East. You want to talk about the heatness of the Birds of Baltimore, feel free to get in at 410-583-1057. The Jackson Holiday struggles, have they been overblown? I mean, they're there. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. He'll be starting tonight. But my bigger concern with the Orioles is right now how the five-man rotation is going to play out over the next month or so. But we'll get into all of that and more as Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun will be joining us around 11:30. Your phone calls are welcome. Also, NBA play-in tournament elimination night for either the Bulls, Heat, or the Sacramento Kings and the New Orleans Pelicans. We'll talk about that. The Caps are in the playoffs, Vinny. You, the biggest Caps fan on, well, Joe LaCroix walks around in his Caps gear, but you know, nobody thought they were going to make the playoffs, and here they are. Now they're the underdog in a big way.
And Bob, they were sellers at the deadline. They sold players at the deadline and got draft picks, and then they make the playoffs. Goaltending.
Yeah. That, no doubt about it. And then it helps that Ovi started to recognize the goal mouth again. But we'll get into all of that and more. And then a big fight coming up tomorrow night at Barclays Center. Devin Haney, yes, no relation, undefeated junior welterweight champion, taking on Ryan Garcia. And if you follow boxing, and a lot of you do, obviously, his social media stuff is getting kind of out of control, man. Pro by aliens and all of this. Maybe early CTE setting in. Not that Devin Haney's a big puncher, but hey, Haney lost, and I know we're not related, and we spell the name differently. He lost to Lomachenko. He got a gift decision there, but he beat the piss out of Regis Prograin his last fight. Ryan Garcia, after getting knocked out by Tank Davis, Baltimore with a body punch almost a year ago, he won his last one. I don't know. I think Haney wins, and maybe easily you will talk about that. We'll do that as well. It's a busy Featured Artist Friday. Who we jamming to? Find out next here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haney.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
Lamar's a cool guy. He's a great leader. How everybody flocks to him. He comes out here. He has great energy as well. Body work speaks for itself. So,
Derrick Henry, a couple of days ago, meeting with the media out there at One Winning Drive. Off-season program underway. A lot of lifting. A lot of man sweat getting ready for the upcoming NFL season of 2024. Derrick Henry talking about fellow Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson. And he's a leader. And we were talking about this yesterday with Kyle Phoenix and Cordell Woodland, of course, about Lamar losing weight, looking more svelte. I mean, does that regain some of the speed he had in 2019? And let's make this clear, by the way, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. He's not lugging a piano around the edges.
No.
He's just not outrunning guys who weren't catching him.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Well,
for whatever reason.
In 2019, Bob, he looked like Keaton Mitchell, where he outran angles and, you know, he wowed you with his speed. Because, I mean, what we noticed recently is like, damn, a lot of dudes are catching Lamar nowadays. You know, he's not running away from a lot of people. So I don't know that that's a big thing, Bob. He just needs to be efficient. You know, he doesn't need to have 60, 70-yard runs. He needs to make some first downs.
But what does it mean that he's a little more streamlined? Because a couple years back, as you noticed when you went out there, what, 2022, that he had gained a little girth there.
It looked like he wanted to be a running back to protect himself from all the hits. Now he looks like he's a lean, mean fighting machine. To me, he looks great. And that's why how I'd want my quarterback to look. I mean, he's looks like he's been lifting, training, eating properly. Because I think that might have been one of the issues before. So I think he's all in. He looks and he's ready to go. I mean, when he shows up day one and he's in great shape and stuff, sends an awesome message to everybody else like, listen, we got one thing. I'm ready. Everybody else get ready too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Featured Artist Friday. It's Prince as chosen by you, the people. I would die for you. To say this guy has a ton of hits would be an understatement. No shortage of songs from the Purple One, who, by the way, if you're young and don't remember, and, you know, he passed away. Damn, he's been dead 8 years already. But he was a premier basketball player. A little on the smaller side.
Yeah.
But he could play. Played in high school and actually got a little run there. So Prince, we're celebrating his music and the legacy. So get in here on this Featured Artist Friday and pick a song. We'll play it. So we got that coming your way. Orioles tonight in Kansas City taking on the Royals. Remember, the Royals were here early, first week of April, as a matter of fact. Birds won 2 out of 3. The last game, they had to walk off Jordan Westberg going yard. Orioles, they lead the majors in home runs. They've hit at least 3 straight homers, 5 straight games, which is their longest streak in forever. We'll get into all of that and more. Dean Kramer looking to bounce back after getting shelled last Saturday at home by the Brewers. Got the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs starting this weekend. NBA play-in thing happening tonight. We're Chicago or Miami gets to go get worked by Boston. And then you got Sacramento taking on New Orleans, minus Zion Williamson. No Jimmy Buckets for Miami, by the way. I don't know. I could see Sacramento making Oklahoma City sweat a little bit. By the way, regular season, Sacramento 0-5 against the Pelicans. But no
with Zion. And Zion's coming off 40-point performance. So, yeah, I would think that's going to hurt them. And Sacramento played awesome the other night against Golden State.
Well, they
couldn't miss threes.
Second half, they just ran them out of the gym.
So you would think that Sacramento's probably going to win. It's in New Orleans and versus Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's a young team, so their first round of the playoffs. If they get through that first round, Oklahoma City, to me, then they're going to be tough to deal with.
Yeah, but I would think Sacramento could make it hard on them.
Yeah.
Because Sabonis is no scrub. De'Aaron Fox is an outstanding player. Keegan Murray, if he plays like he did the other night, I mean, it could be interesting. But SGA, Nolan's favorite player, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, MVP candidate. And let's not forget Aaron Wiggins, University of Maryland Terp, who contributes in a big way off the bench for them. And the fights tomorrow at Barclays Center. Devin Haney undefeated against Ryan Garcia. And Ryan Garcia loses this fight. I'm thinking we might not see him in a long. He hasn't fought since last April when he lost to Tank Davis on a body shot. Tank Davis, he'll be fighting next month. Now he's like Christmas. Comes around once a year. And this dude, he's one of the faces of boxing. Come on, Tank. Let's go, man. You're exciting. You're fun. You're from Baltimore. Represent the city. You know, stay out of court. Get in the ring. And in the gym, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Harry in Owings Mills. Harry, thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Great information about Prince. I didn't know he was a terrific basketball player, so thank you for that.
Had
you know
what? 50-inch vertical leap.
Him and all
off a trampoline.
Him and all the guys that he hung out with, they were all good athletes in high school. Jimmy Jam and all those guys, they were all sports guys.
Wow, I would have never thought that about Prince because his demeanor was just different, you know, in terms of being an entertainer.
And if he's running the offense, you got to get over there and set that pick.
Let me just say this. When I would see him in the bars, his high heels would have about 6 extra inches on them.
Now, I wanted Benny, I have a football question I want to ask you later. But first, I want to talk about the Orioles. I'm certainly looking forward to this matchup in Kansas City because, Bob, you already mentioned it. The Orioles are number one in home runs and 5th overall in runs scored, but number one in the AL. And overall, they're 6th in batting right now. But, however, the Royals are 2nd overall in ERA, 2.79. That's certainly going to be a very interesting.
And their run differential is like plus 40. I mean, they're a good team. And they're, 8-2 in their last 10? They split the doubleheader with Chicago, Harry, couple of days ago. I mean, they could put some numbers up on the board, and we saw it when they were here early in the month. They could pitch. And Reagans, who's pitching tomorrow, that guy, it was like, it was Marsh and Reagans was like Drysdale and Koufax against the Orioles those 2 days.
Okay, absolutely. All right, so now the Terps have a new guy from New Zealand, Tafara Gapari.
Yeah, Georgia Tech transfer. He played on the same AAU team with Derek Queen. I mean, the numbers aren't all overly impressive, but, you know, he fills a spot. It's not going to help you from the perimeter. There's still one scholarship available for Willard. But, man, has he remade this roster over the last month or what with the portal? And signing a five-star McDonald's All-American Baltimore recruit helps the cause,
too. Exactly. Because what stood out for me with Gapari was that he's not a good shooter, but he did lead Georgia Tech in blocks. And he's 6'9". He can handle the ball, and he's kind of smooth with the ball, too. Mason, I looked at some video last night. He made some really good pocket passes. So he could be a really, really good role player because you know you have to have stars, mid-level players, as well as role players to win a national championship.
No doubt about it. What else you got, Harry, real quick?
All right, last thing I had was, Vinny,
yep.
Are NFL teams required to spend a certain percentage of their salary cap?
Yes, there's a floor. There's definitely a floor. There is a floor that you have to spend at least that much, you know, a certain amount. But there is.
Okay. That's all I needed for today, gentlemen. I thank you all for your time, and you all have a great weekend.
All right, Harry, you do the same. It's Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. We'll come back. Draft profile. Going to a pass rusher, a guy that's local, actually started his career at the University of Maryland.
Yep.
Could be around, maybe, at pick number 30. Do you like him or not? Vinny's going to let you know what he thinks. So draft profile number one of the day coming up next. More of your phone calls after that. 410-583-1057. Orioles in Kansas City taking on the Royals. As we said, NFL draft first round is 6 days away. Second round should be nice and interesting for old Eric DaCosta and the Baltimore Ravens as well, which is a week from today. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, whip around. Tons going on in the world of sports. And then we'll talk Orioles with Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun at 11:30. Prince, we're jamming to him. Let's jam together here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 1057 The Fan.
Simpson still moving in motion. Second down from the 47 and another sack. Chop Robinson didn't get there on first down, but he got there on second down.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. The NFL Draft of 2024. Believe it or not, everybody, is less than a week from today, the first round. Ravens have the 30th pick in said first round. They could use a pass rusher, a guy that might be around at that spot out of Penn State.
Chop Robinson, 6'3", 254, ran 4.48, 154.10. Excellent. 32.5 arm length, little short, 9.8 hand. Jersey number 44, he's a junior. 34.5 vertical, 10.8 broad jump, excellent. 4.25 short shuttle, which is good. 2021, he was at the University of Maryland. Played in 13 games with one start, two sacks, 2.5 tackles for loss. 2022 at Penn State. 12 games, 26 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, 5.5 sacks, 2 PBUs. 2023, started 10 games, 15 tackles. 7.5 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, missed 2 games due to injury. He was a 5-star kid. He had 28 quarterback hurries in 2022. Strengths, speed. He can get the corner. Explosion off the snap. He's explosive off the snap, can bend the corner. Athletic to drop into coverage. Shows lower strength. Good punch, lockout versus tight ends. He'll chase with speed at times. Has a burst, strong hands, good feet, quicks, burst. Excellent when he slants inside. Solid, powerful build. Has excellent bend and flexion to get the corner. Weakness, length, sack production. Reaches and misses a lot of tackles. And I think that's due to short arms. I mean, like, he'll be reaching, and it's like, damn, he was just that close. A lot of times that's arm length. And then he doesn't finish. He can get overpowered by big O-linemen. Recognition in the run game. He has trouble versus big offensive tackles in the run game. Chases when convenient. Not a great tackler. Only 15 total tackles for all that talent. All that talent, he had 15 tackles. Needs to get extension versus offensive tackles and pass. Needs more counters. Versus Michigan, zero tackles, zero sacks. Versus Ohio State, zero tackles, zero sacks. Versus Northwestern, zero tackles, zero sacks. He had one sack versus Iowa, two versus University of Massachusetts, and one versus Rutgers. His hands and feet got to work together. Now, in summary, Chop has great explosion. He has great explosive numbers. He can explode off the ball. He struggles in the run game with lockout, with the 32.5 arms. Doesn't find a ball quickly. Chases when convenient. No production. I see him as a pass rush specialist to develop with elite athletic traits. So, I mean, to me, when you draft him, it's all about we hope he can, not we know he can. And I think you did that with Owe. I hope he can, because he had phenomenal traits. And then with Owe, he's basically a five-sack dude. You know, so if he's sitting there, I hope there's an offensive tackle they like too.
In all fairness, I apologize for getting him wrong. Either Ohio State or Michigan, he was got hurt in that game.
He had a concussion, I think, in the Michigan game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he didn't play the full 60. But Chop Robinson, nickname as a kid, was Pork Chop, shortened to Chop. And as Vinny said, out of Gaithersburg, Quince Orchard committed to Maryland. And he was a premier recruit. That being said, Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore's out, has Chop Robinson as the number 3 outside linebacker in this year's class behind Dallas Turner and Latu, who we're going to talk about later in the show. The always fun 3-round dueling mock draft between Field Yates and Mel. Field Yates takes Chop Robinson number 26 overall with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then Brugler from The Athletic has him going number 27 overall.
Yeah, so he's right in the Ravens' range. He's going to be right. They're going to be staring him or talk. They'll be talking a lot about him because he's going to be in that pocket.
But you're saying proceed with caution with that one?
But here's the thing, Bob. You're going to go work him out, and coaches are going to love him, because here's what coaches do is, all the things that we talked about, the explosion and all the athleticism and the speed and all that, I can get him to do those things. And that's what coaches do, you know. And the only problem is I don't see it. I don't see it enough for – and just like, why do you only have 15 – as good an athlete – and as much speed as you got, all that, and people are comparing you to Micah Parsons, and Parsons has like 70 tackles and you have 15. You know, I mean, why aren't you making more plays? That's what I'd want to know. Why aren't you making more plays?
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Featured Artist Friday. It's Prince. Pick a song. We'll play it. Send your song request to the Plaza for text line. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you. Jonas Schaefer is going to be joining us from the Baltimore Banner. Preview the draft with him. Got the whip around left 15 loaded with sports talk. Jacob Calvin Meyer. Preview the Orioles and Royals coming up here tonight at 7:40. Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Jim Hunter get you rolling starting at 6. It's a featured artist, busy Friday extravaganza, but here on...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Their experience in sports varies.
Of course, Vinny's got experience in the NFL, and I sucked at electric football.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Let's go crazy, Nolan. I mean, you get kind of out of control over there from time to time. Me and Vinny sit here and watch you through the glass.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't believe this guy's allowed to get away with these sorts of things.
It's the reason we have two rooms.
I can't believe when you, like, he dances back and forth back there and everything. Right. It's quite amazing.
And the backflip just totally blew my mind.
Even I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Was that spontaneous or what? But anyway, we got Jonas Schaefer joining us top of the hour from the Baltimore Banner. Start to preview the draft a little bit more, which is a week from yesterday. First round anyway. He covers the Ravens in the NFL. Whip around 11:15, and we'll preview the Orioles and Royals. Rematch from that series earlier this year at Camden Yards, where the Birds took two out of three but had to fight and scratch and claw to get those two wins. So we'll get into that as well. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, happy Friday, man.
Hell yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, getting ready for my second Orioles road trip of the year, man. So out in KC, my first time going to KC. So.
Yeah, my buddy lives out there, who him and I and Vic all grew up together, Eddie Peters, and he said the stadium's incredible. It's a little dated. It's over 50 years old, and they're actually trying to replace it, but Rashawn, that's kind of the first of the new wave of non-cookie-cutter artificial turf fields. You'll enjoy the ballpark, apparently.
And it's right next to the football stadium. It's kind of like Philly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They got the little complex there.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Vinny will be stalking you on social media, so you'll know what you're doing.
And don't forget the barbecue. Uh-huh. Don't forget the barbecue. Yeah.
That's the theme for the weekend, beer and barbecue, man, when I get down there.
Yeah.
And I might walk over to the Chiefs stadium, too, man, and urinate on that Patrick Mahomes statue out there or something out there. Well,
he ain't
got a statue. Yeah, my bad. I mean, but, you know what?
Taylor Swift's got one there.
Yeah, I'm like, I guarantee she do by now.
As much money she made for
All right, what's on your mind there, Rashawn?
What was on my mind? Y'all made me lost track, man. That was stuff. That pitcher, right? What was the guy named that pitched the other day? I can't pronounce
Suarez?
His name.
Suarez.
So what happens when, I guess, Wells comes back and this guy's still pitching good? Who do we send down, you know?
Well,
like,
let's put it this way.
To the bullpen?
Well, Suarez, what he did, is it a one-off? We don't know. Wells with an elbow, who knows when he's coming back. You don't want to jump to any sort of conclusions, but the velo's the thing, baseball term, velocity, which impressed me the most. I would think maybe a Cano part two, meaning that once you get your starting pitcher reinforcements back, he could transition into a long relief role, which right now they don't have. They don't have a long reliever.
They don't. Not at all.
Maybe he's that guy.
Yeah, he could be that guy to keep him up, you know, whenever, you know, Wells come back, you know, he can, you know, come in after the fourth minute when Wells start getting hit up, or even Irvin, because, you know, he's been very shaky.
Well, he needs to ramp it up, or he might be one of the first ones cundiff too, you know what I mean?
Irvin's pitching this weekend, right? He should be pitching Saturday, right? Because it's cream of the night, right?
He's on the bump. I'll get it for you here in a second, but yes.
Yeah, so maybe he have a breakout game, man. Just start, you know, strike out nine or something like that. But as long as we give him the run support that we've been giving them, we should be okay. And so hopefully we can take two out of three. I want the sweep. I know we can't sweep everybody, but just two out of three, give us some run support. And, just get out of there, get out of KC with another series win, man.
Yeah, Irvin's going on Sunday. Burns pitching tomorrow. So there you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, have fun. Vinny will be watching you on social media, so we'll get a scouting report on Monday.
All right. Man, you have a good one.
And don't urinate in public. You can get arrested for that stuff.
Yeah, I ain't trying to do that. I'm about to call you for the bail money.
You got it. All right. See. There's Rashawn, everybody. It's Vinny at Haiti 105.7. The panel's get back to the phones. Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's happening?
What's good, Vinny and Bob?
It's Friday.
Hell yeah. Let's go. Orioles are back in business. Jackson Holliday is going to do his thing, but I was talking with Nolan about this, and, you know, what I love about the men that has stepped forward to be, you know, present, first, and on site to show the rest of the team that the leadership's there, getting started. I think that gives Lamar and Roquan and the rest of those men – a huge advantage, because when they're loving football, they're going to love it. When they get upset and get angry and get a little nasty, that's just the way it's going to be too. But I love how y'all previewed the fact that, you know, they're gonna step forward and lead this team hopefully to the Super Bowl.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
Well, when you look at their team, Bob, I mean, there is a lot of leadership on both sides of the ball. I mean, you mentioned Linderbaum, you mentioned Lamar, and Henry's going to be one of those guys. And I imagine Zay Flowers is going to be one of those guys, and Andrews is going to be one of those guys. And then defensively, you know, you got Matabike, and I'm sure Michael Pierce is one of those guys too.
I would assume, and I don't know Marcus Williams personally, but I'm guessing he's got some young leadership skills.
Yep. And then you got it at the linebacker level, and then you got Hamilton. So, I mean, you've got a lot of good leadership on that football team. So, I can see why now. I mean, the more we talk about it, Bob, because way back because I mentioned it during Henry's press conference, I said, damn, Eric and Harbs, man, they're extremely cocky about their team going into the year. And then the more we talk about it, you know, I can see why.
Time for another call, Nolan. Let's go out to New Jersey, bring in Mitch. Mitch, what's happening on this Featured Artist Friday? It's Prince, by the way.
How you doing, Bob, Benny?
Hey, you know, what's
there's
up,
a song
Mitch?
In my head. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Warren Zevon, the late Warren Zevon, did a cover of a Prince song. And I remember when I was just going out with my future wife while I was in Arizona on vacation by myself. I wrote a... to echoing, hey, Warren Zevon did a cover of a Prince song. Do you know offhand?
I do not. I remember Werewolves of London. I remember that one. Warren Zevon, actually a pretty diverse musical selection. I think he did a cover, Raspberry Beret. That's what it was. Yeah, he did it with R.E.M. Look at me remembering stuff.
Wow. Raspberry what?
Raspberry Beret. There you go. I got it, Vinny. Raspberry Beret.
I was playing that song so much.
Kanye Pine in a secondhand store.
And Scott's there. Yeah. What do you think about these NBA playoffs? Kings and Clippers? No, I follow these two teams. They're like the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they've had so many years of bad draft, and it's so tough. Almost any of these teams can win. The Clippers got health issues with the Kawhi Leonard. And you got, you know, Duke is a superstar, and Irvin, he's coming to play this year. And then you got the Kings got some star out there, and they're lucky. They're getting a break with Zion not being there. But Oklahoma, this Gonzaga kid, Homegrown, I wasn't a big fan of him. He used to look pretty good. But next Clipper, who might steal MVP from Joker again, I think he should have had last year. He might get the MVP, and I guess we had to give up with Paul George. I know you don't follow the Clippers and Kings too much like I do.
Mitch, we're coming up on the top. Thank you very much. I think the Kings give Oklahoma City a much tougher go of it than New Orleans does, especially if Zion Williamson isn't playing. But, you know, there's some talent there in both teams. Hey, De'Aaron Fox, he's not bad. Keegan Murray's not bad. They're drafted dudes. SGA and Holmgren. Well, Holmgren was drafted. They traded for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They did draft Josh Giddey. So they do have some dude. How many Jalen Williams do they have on their team? And I think they're both drafted too. So they've done all right in the draft process here. When we come back, speaking of the draft, Jonas Schaefer, talk about the Ravens' upcoming draft from the Baltimore Banner, whip around 11:15, and we'll talk Orioles with Jacob Calvin-Meyer at 11:30. Orioles are in Kansas City taking on the Royals. Hey, don't think about the Royals in recent vintage. You might want to look at the standings and look at their run differential and their team earned run average right now.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.